TGIF, it's Friday, January 22nd, 2021, and this is the New Day Podcast from HerbDayRadio.com and AM 1620. I'm Brian Vance, and I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from Highland County and beyond, along with birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
Howdy there. I'm a Sasquatch. Yeah, I know I sound normal to you, but trust me, I'm hideous looking. I live in seclusion in the forest on the eastern side of Highland County. Well, one day Bobby and Jaretta Barr spotted me as I was chasing butterflies through a thicket up behind Mama's new restaurant there in Marshall. Well, I thought, what the heck, I've been spotted anyway, so Bobby and Jaretta and I visited for a while. I was afraid it might frighten them looking all scary as I do, but Bobby quickly explained that she had been married to Larry all these years, so nothing frightens her anymore. And Jaretta said Frankenstein looks under his bed each night to make sure her old man Josh ain't under there. In fact, we got along so well, they named a sandwich after me. A pound of beef, American and Swiss cheese, bacon, grilled onions, deluxe, with a drizzle of barbecue. The Sasquatch. Get it? Mama's. Now in Marshall at the former location of the Barnyard Cafe. Leave the drama. Come to Mama's. Oh, by the way, my real name is Sammy. Last name, the Sasquatch. See Bobby, Jaretta, and me at Mama's.
Hillsboro Tool Rental, 517 John Street in Hillsboro, Ohio, is your place for whatever tools and equipment you need for whatever job you may be doing. The times are coming now for firewood and clearing out that brush and cutting up those logs and taking out those stumps. There's stump grinders, chainsaws, chippers, whatever you need. Hillsboro Tool Rental, 937-393-9660. Again, that's 937-393-9660. Hillsboro Tool Rental.
Welcome to the New Day. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2021. It is the 22nd day of the year. There are 346 remaining until we hit the year 2022. Let's take a look at birthdays for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Starting with tomorrow, Steve Roush, Mark Campbell, and Cody Barr, all celebrating birthdays tomorrow. I have none for Sunday. Likewise, I have no anniversaries, card showers, or birth announcements. But if you have one, the email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. Celebrities born on this day. How about singer Sam Cooke? Was born on this date in 1931. He doesn't know much about algebra. John Hancock, celebrating a birthday on Saturday. He was born in 1737 on January 23rd. And on Sunday, Neil Diamond will be turning number 79. Happy birthday to you. Sunrise today, 7:51 a.m. Sunset tonight, 5:48 p.m. For a total of 9 hours, 57 minutes, and 33 seconds of daylight, a gain of 1 minute, 46 seconds over yesterday. And in COVID news, no additional closings or cancellations. We are in phase 1B. That means anyone over the age of 80 is eligible for a vaccination, but here's the deal. We've got about 25% of the doses needed to get that entire population. If you are 80 or older, you can register to get a vaccine when it becomes available by calling the Highland County Health Department at 1-866-395-1588. There you can get in line. When it becomes available, they'll get vaccinations out. Now, what's going to happen next week when they start lowering that age and opening it up to other groups of society? I don't know. Let's find out together as it happens. I'll be right back with a look at community events, death announcements, and a final thought right after this.
Hi, this is Lynn Stevens at Stevens Do It Best Hardware in Greenfield. We are featuring Made in the USA merchandise. Made in Ohio merchandise includes Bully Tools, Made in Steubenville, Millsack Oil, Salem, Gorilla Glue and Tape, Cincinnati, and Ohio Stoneware in Zanesville. Other items made in the USA are Lodge Camping Cookware, Ball Canning Jars, Simplicity Mowers, and Pelican Elite Coolers. USA merchandise at Stevens Hardware on the western edge of Greenfield, where we're more than just a hardware store. We'll be looking for you.
When you have a family to protect, it's tough to find an affordable life insurance plan. That's where Encova Life agents like Kim Lavoie at K.W. Simmons Insurance Agency in Leesburg come in. They make it easy for you to have the life insurance you need at very affordable rates. Your Encova Life agent can give you all the details and help you choose the coverage that's right for you and your family. Give Kim a call today at 937-780-3311. Kim Lavoie and K.W. Simmons Insurance in Leesburg. You know us.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the events going on in our neck of the woods. Let's start with today. Alcoholics Anonymous. Open discussion today at noon at the Grace Community Church in Washington Courthouse. Tonight we have bingo. St. Mary hosts bingo at 6 p.m. in the parish hall. The church is located at 119 East Walnut Street. Doors open at 6 and bingo starts at 7. Refreshments are served by St. Mary Youth Group. No new games and prizes are being featured. At 7 p.m. tonight, Reformers Unanimous offers Christian support for all types of addiction. That goes on until 9 p.m. Meetings are held at the Greenfield Area Christian Center, located at 912 North 5th Street in Greenfield. Call 937-515-6748 or 937-876-9868 for more information. Alcoholics Anonymous, open discussion tonight at 7. That's the Sunlight of the Spirit group that meets at the First Church of God. Narcotics Anonymous meets tonight for open discussion at 7 p.m. at St. Columbkill Catholic Church in Wilmington. And at 8 p.m. tonight, Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Reaching Hands Group. That's at the First Church of God. Also at 8 p.m., Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Candlelight Meeting. That is, like I say, 8 p.m. at the Methodist Church. And at 8 p.m., Alcoholics Anonymous meets at the Peace Lutheran Church, 231 Harry Sonner Road in Hillsboro. Tomorrow, AmVets Post 61 is open to the public for breakfast from 9 to 11 a.m. They're also open on Sunday, same time. For more information, call 937-393-2900. The post is located at 11541 North Shore Drive. All right, let's move into Sunday. At 8 a.m., the Hollowtown Church of Christ meets for services. The church is located at 2630 Hollowtown Road West. That's off of 138 between Danville and Buford. For more information, call 937-763-6056. Like I said, 9 o'clock to 11, the AmVets is open for breakfast. At 9 o'clock in the morning, join the Hillsboro First United Methodist Church for their weekly services. That church is located at 133 East Walnut Street. Traditional service begins at 9 a.m., Children's Church at 9:20, both Children and Adult Sunday School at 10, and then a Country Gospel service is held weekly at 11 a.m. at the Hillsboro VFW, located at 1000 West Main Street, behind the Dairy Queen. At 9:30 a.m., if life has got you down and you aren't sure where to turn, or if you're looking for good fellowship and worship, Pastor Zile invites you to visit the Harriet Church just off of State Route 124 in the community of Harriet. Sunday school begins at 9:30 and church at 10 a.m. And then they have Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. At 10 a.m., the Christian Assembly Church, located at 6733 Inverness Court in Hillsboro, holds their Sunday morning services. And then they have Sunday evening services at 6 p.m. as well. The pastor is Randall Goble and his wife, Billy Sue. Everyone is welcome to come and worship. For more information, call 937-393-5473. Also at 10 a.m., Daystar Christian Center offers Sunday school and worship at 10:45 a.m. That's every Sunday. Daystar Christian Center is located at 2326 State Route 136 in Sugar Tree Ridge. The church's pastor is Donna Whitaker. For more information, call 937-544-5216. 8 p.m. Sunday, Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Sabina Group. That's on the second floor of the Sabina Municipal Building. And at 8 p.m. on Sunday, a recovery meeting, which is religion-based, is open for open discussion. That's Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Old Rose Avenue School in Washington Courthouse. A couple we need to pass along for next week, and that is the Hillsboro Civil Service Commission will meet at 4 p.m. on Monday. That's at 130 North High Street to discuss the National Testing Network. Also, the Greenfield Exempted Village School District will hold its monthly meeting at 7 p.m. on Monday. That's in the McLean High School Cafetorium. And that's a look at your events for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and a couple for next week. I'll be right back with death announcements and a final thought after this.
Hello, this is Diana Grooms, Banking Center Manager at First State Bank. Looking for a free checking account that pays you? With our Kasasa Cashback checking account, you can earn 2% cash back on monthly debit card purchases, up to $8 a month. Ask for Kasasa at any of our 13 banking center locations throughout Southern Ohio.
To earn rewards, qualifications will apply. Member FDIC.
I have to tell you about my favorite place anywhere. Blossoms and Buds in Hillsboro. I know what you're thinking, flowers, right? Well, yeah, you're right. But they are so much more. For example, my husband brought home a candle and a wooden dough bowl the other day. It is so beautiful. And the candles come in many different fragrances. And after you burn the candle away, you have a beautiful decorative wooden bowl. Do you know someone who's difficult to buy for? No problem at Blossom and Buds. Your time will be well spent. Blossoms and Buds at 116 North High in Hillsboro. Tell them you heard about them on Herb Day Radio.
Taking a look at death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio. The death of Ralph K. Osborne, age 99, of Lynchburg, died Saturday, January 16th at his home. He was born April 11th, 1921, in Gillespieville, Ohio, the son of the late Orvy and Emza Osborne. Services will be held at 12 noon Saturday at the Davis Turner Funeral Home in Lynchburg, with Reverend David Worth officiating. Burial will follow in the Harwood Cemetery. Friends may call Saturday from 11 a.m. until 11:45 a.m. at the funeral home. Masonic services will be held at 11:45 prior to the services at 12 noon. Once again, the death of Ralph Kenny Osborne, age 99, of Lynchburg. The death of Orpha Turner, age 91, of Hillsboro, passed away Tuesday at the Ohio Valley Manor Nursing Center in Ripley. She was born June 27, 1929, in Campton, Kentucky, the daughter of the late Tim and Emma Terrell. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until 12 noon today at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Funeral services take place at 12 noon at the funeral home. Reverend Michael Matovic will officiate. Burial will follow in the Mount Zion Park Cemetery in Beaver Creek. Once again, the death of Orpha Turner, age 91, of Hillsboro. The death of Frederick Terry Wheaton Sr., age 78, of Bloomingburg, passed away on Sunday at Edgewood Manor of Greenfield. He was born November 13, 1942, in Fayette County, the son of Neville and Georgia Wheaton. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Murray Fetro Funeral Home in Greenfield, with Reverend Wayne Combs officiating. Burial will follow at the Cochran Cemetery near New Martinsburg. Friends may call today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. time of service at the funeral home. Once again, the death of Frederick Terry Wheaton Sr., age 78, of Bloomingburg. The death of Carl W. Hickson, age 91, of Greenfield, formerly of South Salem, passed away on Wednesday at Edgewood Manor of Greenfield. He was born January 31st, 1929, in Chillicothe, the son of Earl and Bessie Hickson. Cremation will take place and no service will be observed. Burial of the cremains will be in the South Salem Cemetery at the convenience of the family. Once again, the death of Carl W. Hickson, age 91, of Greenfield. The death of Carl William Dutch Knisley, age 84, of Bainbridge, passed away on Monday at Edgewood Manor of Greenfield. He was born June 2, 1936, in Ross County, to the late Oakley and Marie Knisley. A graveside service will be held at 1 p.m. today in the Twin Township Cemetery, with military honors by the Ross County Honor Guard. There is no public visitation scheduled. The Smithmore Ebright Funeral Home of Bainbridge is serving the family. Once again, the death of Carl William Dutch Knisley, age 84, of Bainbridge. The death of Harold L. Baker, age 87, of Bainbridge, passed away Tuesday at Riverside Methodist Hospital in Columbus. He was born July 17, 1933, in Franklin County, the son of the late Walter Douglas and Marguerite Baker. Graveside services will be 11 a.m. Saturday in the Bainbridge Cemetery, with Pastor Kathleen Kistner officiating. There will be no visitation. The Smithmore Ebright Funeral Home of Bainbridge is serving the family. Once again, the death of Harold L. Baker, age 87, of Bainbridge. The death of Robert Bob Back, age 75, of Mount Orab and formerly of Georgetown, passed away Tuesday at his home. He was born September 9, 1945, in Cincinnati, the son of the late Andrew Back Sr. and Rosemary Back. Massive Christian burial will be 11 a.m. Monday at the St. Michael Catholic Church in Mount Orab. Father Tom Bolte will be the celebrant. Friends may call from 4 until 6 p.m. Sunday at the Cahill Funeral Home in Mount Orab. Interment will be in the Buford Cemetery. Once again, the death of Robert Bob Back, age 75, of Mount Orab, formerly of Georgetown. The death of Robert Gene Mock, age 85, of Georgetown, passed away Wednesday at the Mount Orab Medical Center. Mr. Mock was born October 18, 1935, in Sardinia, the son of the late George and Elizabeth Mock. Graveside Masonic services by Masonic Lodge number 72, and military services by the Cary Bavis American Legion Post 180 will be held at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Confidence Cemetery Pavilion in Georgetown. Interment will be at the Confidence Cemetery. The Cahill Funeral Home of Georgetown is serving the family. Once again, the death of Robert Gene Mock, age 85, of Georgetown. And those are the death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington Family of Funeral Homes, the Edgington Funeral Home of Maurystown, Rhodes Edgington Funeral Home in Hillsboro, and the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home in Wilmington. I'll be right back with a final thought after this.
This is Dan Mayo, pastor of New Vienna Community Church, with an inspirational moment. What a friend we have in Jesus. Who would think friends with the Creator? But Jesus assures us in John 15, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. This shocked the disciples, and many do not realize we can have a personal relationship with God where He is not only a friend, He can be our best friend. We can share everything with Jesus and know that He is listening. He loves us, and He wants to be friends with us forever.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsboro, Wilmington, and Maurystown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. It's great to be great, but it's greater to be human. Folks, that's all the time I've got to spend with you on the podcast today and this week. As always, if there's something you'd like heard here, my email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. And until then, I'll see you next week on The New Day.